I've got a brief word of encouragement for you tonight, and it's that you are so valuable to God. You are of such great worth to the God who created this entire universe. This entire universe, you know. Here in America, how do people gauge someone's worth? People who are not Christians, people in the world, how do they determine what somebody is worth?
Money.
Economics, good. You know, if somebody has a lot of money here in the United States, somebody will say, man, that person is valuable. You know, you've probably heard it said, I've heard it said, man, she's worth $100,000. Or he's worth $1 million. Or that person is worth $5 million. People determining other people's worth by how much money they have. It's a sad thing, but it's true, and people do it all the time. Another way here in America that people determine worth is how? By a person's influence. So the president of a nation, in their minds, is worth a lot because they're powerful. They have influence. President George Bush, they consider him a very important person because he's one of the most powerful people in the world. But you know what, friends? Not in the sight of God, not in the heart of God. Did you know that in the heart of God, you are just as valuable as Bill Gates, one of the richest men in this world? Did you know that in the heart of God, you are just as valuable as the president of any nation? You know, there's people that live in South Tulsa, business people, doctors, surgeons, who have big, beautiful houses. Did you know that you're worth just as much in the sight of God, in the heart of God, as the surgeon that lives in South Tulsa?
Praise God.
As the lawyer that lives someplace in this world? You're worth just as much to God, even though you may not have a lot of money. You may have no money at all. You may have no influence at all in this world, but guess what? You are a diamond in the heart of God. You are the apple of God's eyes. And, you know, Peter, one of the disciples of Jesus, was talking at the house of Cornelius in Acts chapter 10. And this is what he says in Acts 10, verse 34. I now realize how true it is that God does not show favoritism, but accepts men from every nation who fear him and do what is right. He says, God does not show favoritism. Another translation says that God is no respecter of persons. No respecter of persons. Everybody in this room here tonight has equal value in the sight of God. To God, you're just as valuable as me. And you, and you, and you. We're equally valuable, all of us, in the sight of God. And you know what, friend? You may have been abused as a child, growing up. Maybe somebody talked down on you, said you weren't worth anything. Maybe somebody said that you were an accident going somewhere to happen. Maybe somebody said you were an idiot, you were dumb, you would never amount to anything, you weren't worth anything. Guess what, friend? Those words were inspired by whom? By the devil, because Jesus says in John chapter 8 that the devil is a liar and the author of all lies. When those people belittled you and what they said, they were lying. They were inspired by the devil. You're not an accident going somewhere to happen. You are smart. You're not an idiot. You are not valueless. You are highly valuable in the sight of God. And you've got to speak that over yourself. The Word of God says that as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. The way you think about yourself will be the way you act toward yourself. You've got to see yourself as God sees you, as a diamond, as the apple of his eye, as very valuable, as worth more than all the gold and the silver and the diamonds in this world to God. That's how valuable you are. You've got to see yourself as God sees you. And when you wake up in the morning, looking in that mirror, how many people get up here in the morning and they look in the mirror? Maybe some type of mirror, getting ready for the day. When you look at yourself in the mirror, tell yourself, I am so valuable to God. I am worth so much to God. God has a plan, a purpose, and a destiny for my life. Speak that over yourself. What you speak over yourself continually, you will begin believing about yourself. Amen. Now, I want to talk for the next few minutes about some of the reasons that you are so valuable. Some of the reasons as to why you are a diamond. First, it's found in Genesis 1, verse 26. Thousands of years ago when God created Adam, this is what was written. Genesis 1:26. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image, in our likeness, and let them rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air, over the livestock, over all the earth, and over all the creatures that move along the ground." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him, male and female. He created them. One of the reasons as to why you're so valuable to God, friends, is because the Bible says you are created in the image of Almighty God. What does it mean to be created in the image of God? It means that part of God is on the inside of you. How many here know that you are flesh of your parents' flesh and bone of your parents' bone? Amen. Your mom and dad. Mm-hmm. Their blood runs through you, right? You've got part of your mom and part of your dad on the inside of you, right? You know what? In a spiritual sense, you are flesh of God's flesh and bone of God's bone. Part of God is on the inside of you. And if God is, who's the most valuable in this entire universe? God, right? And if in a spiritual sense you're flesh of God's flesh and bone of God's bone, and part of God is on the inside of you, and God is the most valuable, what does that mean about you? What does that say about you? It means that you, created in His image, are valuable. How many here have a relative, a blood relative that you really love? Maybe a grandparent, maybe an uncle, maybe an aunt. Think about that person for a second. Somebody you grew up with that really loved you, that provided for you, that was there for you, and you really love this person. And say that this person, this loved one, was hungry or needing rent money because they were about to be kicked out of their apartment. And you knew that this person, this loved one, was in relationship with a person who was able to help but did not help. What would that do to your heart? It would hurt you on the inside, right? Because you're related to that person. Their blood runs through you. But if this person, this loved one, is helped, that makes you feel so good, right? It brings joy to your heart because they're flesh of your flesh, in a sense, and bone of your bone. You're related. You know what, friend? It's the same way with Almighty God. God loves you so much. When you're touched, when you're loved, God is touched. God is loved. When somebody tries to hurt you, when somebody tries to harm you, they're harming God. They're hurting God. And you know what? When you help somebody in greater need than yourself, guess who you're helping? You're helping God Himself. You're touching the very heart of God.
Amen.
Jesus said it in Matthew chapter 25. Turn there for just a second for those who may not have a Bible. Matthew chapter 25. Jesus says in verse 40, "The king will reply, 'I tell you the truth, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers of mine, you did for me.'" When you're touched, when you're helped, guess who's helped? Jesus Christ. When you're harmed, Jesus Christ is harmed. When you love someone, when you touch someone, guess who's touched? Guess who it's done to? Jesus Christ. Why? Because you're created in the image of God. Part of God is on the inside of you. And thus, you are so valuable. A second reason as to why you're so valuable is because if you've accepted Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord, then what are you part of? If you've accepted Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord, you are part of the body of Christ. You are part of the kingdom of God. And Paul the Apostle, in writing to the Corinthians, has a lot to say in 1 Corinthians 12 about the body of Christ. He likens or compares the body of Christ to a physical human body in 1 Corinthians 12. He says this in 1 Corinthians 12:26, if one part suffers, every part suffers with it. If one part is honored, every part rejoices with it. Now you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of it. Each one of you is a part, a vital part of the body of Christ. Now, how many here have accepted Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord at one point? How many here are now following, are still following Jesus? Still following Jesus. Guess what? Guess what you're part of? You're part of the body of Christ. Amen. You may be a mouth in the body of Christ. What does a mouth do? A mouth speaks, right? You may be called to teach the Bible. God may have called you to share with your mouth His good news, His gospel. And guess what? If you're not doing your part as the body of Christ, as the mouth, if you're the mouth, then the body suffers. The people who should be taught the Bible will not be taught. The people who should be saved and become Christians will not become Christians if you're not doing your part. So if you're the mouth in the body of Christ and you know that God has called you to speak, do your part somewhere, even if it's on the streets here of downtown Tulsa, walking down one of the roads. And God says, see that person right there? Share my love, share my good news with them. You're doing your part as the body of Christ, as the mouth. You may be the eyes in the body of Christ. God may have given you the ability to see into the future, to see into somebody else's life, to show you that this person needs to make this turn to be saved. This person needs to go this way. Warn them as the eyes in the body of Christ. Guess what? If you're not doing your part as the eyes in the body of Christ, that person who should have been helped will suffer. What does that go to say? It goes to say that you are vital. You are so important, valuable in the body of Christ. You've got to do your part. You may be the hands in the body of Christ. What do the hands do? They move things around. You know, they can give a person a pat on the back. You may be the hands in the body of Christ called to the ministry of helps, helping out in the church. You may be called to help prepare a church meal. You may be called to help set up the chairs for a service like this. You may be called to help put the chairs away. Now, if you're not doing your part as the hands of the body, guess what? People who should have had a seat won't have a seat. People who should have eaten that meal may not have a meal. So without you, the body suffers. What does that go to say? It goes to say that you're vital. You're integral. You can't be done without. You're highly valuable. Is that making sense? Got a special part in the body of Christ as a Christian. And don't forget it. Say it with me tonight. Say, I have
a special part
in the body of Christ,
in the body of Christ
as a follower,
of Jesus Christ.
And Roy back here, he's a good man. He goes to the church, Victory Christian Center, and he's doing his part in the body of Christ. He loves to prepare meals, right? He loves to work with food. That's one of the things God has put on his heart. And guess what he does for these outreaches? He helps prepare the meals. Amen. He did a great job tonight. Would you agree?
Amen.
Let's give him a hand.
Thank you.
See, without Roy doing his part tonight, guess what? you guys would not have had a good, fresh meal.
Amen.
But he did his part. And you guys were served. You guys were ministered to, right?
Amen.
Freud can do it. You guys can do it. Amen?
Amen.
The most important reason as to why you are so valuable is this. The most important reason is because of the price that was paid for you. It's so simple. Let me ask you this. How is the value of any item determined? How does one go about determining the value of an item?
Price.
Quality, I heard. Anybody else?
Price.
Good. Anybody else?
Label.
Okay, anybody else? How it's made, good. Age, quality, good answers. But I think the answer that was most accurate was this lady here who said price. The value of an item here in the world, here in the United States, is determined by the dollars paid for it. So let's say somebody that you know buys a house and pays $100,000. In a neighborhood that houses are selling for at $100,000. How is the value of that house determined that your friend bought? By the dollars that were paid for it. So that house's value is $100,000 because $100,000 was paid for it, right? Guess how your value is determined, if we can make a spiritual comparison here. Guess how your value, most importantly, is determined by the price that was paid for you. The price that was paid for you. What price was paid for you? The blood of Jesus Christ. Never forget it. Let's look at 1 Peter 1, verse 18. 1 Peter 1, 18. For you know that it was not with perishable things such as silver or gold that you were redeemed from the empty way of life handed down to you from your forefathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect. You were redeemed from the empty way of life with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. You were bought at a price, and the price was the blood of Christ. God always, from the beginning of time, from the Old Testament, required the shedding of blood for the forgiveness of sins. Old Testament priests would sacrifice animals, and the blood of those animals would be shed for the forgiveness of the people's sins. Those were imperfect sacrifices. But Jesus Christ is the spotless and perfect Lamb of God, and he shed his blood 2,000 years ago on that cross at Calvary for your sins and my sins to redeem us from the empty way of life. Now, what does it mean to redeem? What does it mean to redeem? That's it. You got it. To buy back, to buy out of. See, at one time, what kingdom were you a part of? The kingdom of darkness, following the ways of the world. You were kind of entrapped by the world, in bondage to the world's ways, to the world's thinking, to the world's way of talking. But guess what? By the shed blood of Jesus Christ and your faith in him, you were bought out of that kingdom into the kingdom of God. The blood of Jesus redeemed you from the empty way of life, from the world's ways. Now, why was the invaluable blood of Jesus Christ shed? Why did it take blood of invaluable and priceless worth to redeem you? Let me say that again. Let me repeat that question. Why did it take the blood of priceless worth, in other words, its worth is out of this universe, to redeem you? Because your value, Your worth is out of this world. You can't put a price tag on it. That's how valuable you are to Almighty God. And because you're so valuable, and that your value is out of this world, it took blood whose value is out of this world to redeem you. Did that make sense?
Amen.
There you go. That's why you're so valuable, is because invaluable blood was shed for you.
Praise God.
Don't let anybody tell you differently. So when you wake up in the morning, speak good words over yourself.
Praise God.
I'm valuable to God because I'm created in the image of God. I'm valuable to God because I have a special part in the body of Christ. I'm valuable to God because the blood of priceless worth was shed for me. And the words you speak over yourself, you'll begin to believe about yourself. And the way you believe about yourself will be eventually how you start acting towards yourself. You'll see yourself as more than a conqueror in Jesus Christ, as one who is able to do all things through Christ who gives you strength. You don't have to be in this situation the rest of your life. It's a good place, and it's a roof over your head, but God has got something better for you.
Amen. Thank you,
Jesus. He's got a job if you don't have a job. Or if you do have a job, He's got a better job, a better paying job.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
If you're struggling in your body right now, He's got health in store for you. He's got a good place to live for you, an apartment, a house. He's got a better vehicle for you to drive, or a vehicle if you don't have one.
Amen.
He's got something good for you, something great in store for you. But if you see yourself as always defeated, as being able to do a push-up under a penny, anybody ever hear that? Feeling so low about yourself and having a pity party, guess what? You can't go to the heights that God has for you. But if you see yourself as a conqueror in Jesus Christ, if you see yourself as so valuable in God's sight, as God having a special plan and purpose for you, guess what? God will bring you to bigger and bigger and bigger places.
Amen.
We want to soar, not with the chickens, right? Chickens only fly about 2 feet in their chicken pen. That's why they're chickens, because they're chicken, right? They're afraid. They don't think much about themselves. We want to soar with the eagles.
Amen.
High in the sky.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's where God wants us. See yourself as an eagle, not as a chicken. Because you know what? God doesn't see you as a chicken. He sees you as an eagle.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.